Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. Great to see all of you gathered here this morning. We just want to start off by recognizing sometimes kids say the craziest things. I've got a soon-to-be 7-year-old and 4-year-old, and sometimes they just say the wildest stuff, and I just scratch my head and wonder, how did they get that? But then sometimes kids say things in a far more exact way than adults. You know, and they just get it right, and they say things in a way that's better than what an adult could even say. Have you ever experienced that? Yeah. Happens to me weekly as well. And I'm going to mention it in my sermon today. Today's Holy Trinity Sunday. I was asking Claire, I pointed to a picture of Jesus, and I said, who is that? And she said, it's God, of course. You know, adults, we sometimes goof that up. We use long words, and we try to explain it perfectly, and we just don't do it so well. So it's just always important to sometimes think like a child and just state exactly what it is. And that certainly happened this last week. This morning is a special Sunday for a couple of reasons here at Peace. First of all, it is Holy Trinity Sunday in the church here. The church has set aside this day to recognize who God is, the triune God. And we do so in a special way with the creed that dates back to the 4th century. It's called the Athanasian Creed. And as we read through it, we've broken it up into two sections, and we have a couple of readers in the congregation and the pastor. We will go through that, and so that'll be something a little different and unusual in today's worship. And then secondly, of course, it is Memorial Day weekend. We want to honor that and remember those who gave up their life so that we could have the freedom and liberties that we have in our country today. And so you'll notice in the prayers of the church, we will have a moment of silence for those that we remember who have given up their life so that we can have liberties, the liberties that we have today. And then we'll close our worship service with My Country, 'Tis of Thee. Also, one other note about our worship before we begin is that we have a special ministry partner here with us this morning, Adult and Teen Challenge. They have just taken over this middle section. I am impressed with all of you. Our members, they sit in the way back part of the church. It is just a great blessing to have all of you here with us for worship and to hear a little bit more about the important ministry that you do here in our region. At the end of our service, we'll see a video, and then Matt, their outreach intern, is going to share about what they do and how important their ministry truly is. So a special welcome to all of you gathered here this morning. One other announcement that I'll share just to prepare you for next weekend's worship, that is we have one graduate here at Peace. Mallory Stokes will be graduating from Philomath High School, and we will have a container to collect cards and well wishes for Mallory next Sunday out on the table in the narthex. So just write Mallory a card, maybe even a gift card, whatever it may be, and place it into the basket out in the narthex for her. And then also next Sunday, too, will be the first communion for Janny Halesto in our worship service, June 3rd. So I just want to announce that before we get into the week. Looks like we have some other people to share some announcements. Joyce.
Okay. And welcome, Teen Challenge. I'm kind of personally connected to Teen Challenge back in the East that I used to work at for 2.5 years. Pastor Jeremy and I got together on some dates for things, fun things for the summer. The first of which, we don't have many of our middle schoolers and high schoolers right now. The first thing will be a youth barbecue and swim party on the 14th. We're also Wednesday, the 27th, we have Hope Night at the Corvallis Knights, so look forward to that. Friday, 7:13, we're going to have a youth movie night here. Thursday, 7:19, we're going to do some stargazing like we did last year and s'mores over the fireplace out there. Thursday, 8:16 is still a little bit up for grabs. It might either be stargazing or Bryson's band on the patio. Saturday, 8:18 through Monday, 8:20 is going to be a youth lock-in. And our youth that visited from Yakima are coming back to visit us again. And we're going to do a youth lock-in with all of our youth and theirs, and we'll have some fun that night. So keep that in mind. I'll have a handout like this out on the table. And I've also got the outdoor worship dates on there.
Yep, so lots of activities for youth here at Peace this summer. And we'll have literature to explain all those dates. There are a lot of dates being flown out there, but we'll get it hammered out here. Thanks, Joyce. Ellen?
June 22nd is our next blood drive here at Peace. I can use volunteers, cookies, and donors, of course. So if you have any interest in helping out with the blood drive, get in touch with me. Thank you.
Right. Does anyone have any blood? Yeah. Cheryl, do you want to speak to that? This is important. Cheryl, do you want to speak to that? Go ahead.
It is so very important. Last weekend, I had 3 transfusions because of what was wrong with me. And it's because of people like you that gave your blood through the blood mobiles and the blood drives that made that blood possible for me. So please, if you're able, please donate.
All right, pretty simple right there. Thanks for sharing, Cheryl. Good to have you here today, too. You look great.